This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so watch us on YouTube. I'd give you, well, I think it's like at 1080 The Fan, is that right? Does anybody know?
Yeah, if you just go to YouTube and you search 1080 The Fan, we have our own little page that pops up, and you can watch all the shows.
Well, then you have to subscribe, don't you?
No.
You don't?
You do not.
Okay,
you
great.
Should,
but
though.
We want you,
should.
You to subscribe.
Yeah,
and
you should.
Like.
Just subscribe and like.
And then you can be a part of the little, there's a live chat on
yeah!
there as well.
Yeah.
Here, I'll say hi to the
yeah, who's
right
on
now.
There? Tell us. Give a live YouTube chatter a shout-out.
This one says, I think this we were talking about the hockey fight, and he said probably had too much creatine.
That's good. That's a good joke. See?
Yeah.
It's great. It's
yeah.
fun in there.
Yeah. There
it's fun.
Go. So, yeah. Rob should just leave for MSNBC. I
what
think
is,
that was over
what
the,
does that mean?
That was the first one.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
I think they were calling you a woke snowflake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
I'll wear that. I'll own that.
Yeah.
Okay. So YouTube, I was teasing this. It is now the number one podcast platform
yeah.
in the United States.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, it surprises me.
Yeah.
Because well, yeah. Because one, it feels to me like everybody uses Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And we are obsessed with podcasts now.
Yes. Everybody has one.
And Spotify. Well, everyone has one and everyone listens to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easy. Whether it's in your car or on your walk or on your exercising or whatever, people find time to listen to podcasts. I get it all the time from people like, oh, what podcast you listen to? Oh, I'm listening to this podcast. Oh, you should check out this podcast.
Yeah.
It's just part of our culture now. And the rise of it was pretty quick. But it's spoken word. It's not video. But I just always, like, if you asked me yesterday before I saw this story,
mm-hmm.
what is the number one podcast platform? I'd be like, oh, it's got to be Spotify.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Well, and on Spotify.
But it's not, it's YouTube.
But on Spotify, you can, it's the same thing. On Spotify, if you have a, like, a Wi-Fi connection, I don't think it works if you're just doing the, at least on mine, I don't think it works if I'm just using data. But if I'm a Wi-Fi connection, you can, like, most of the Spotify podcasters, you can watch too. So it's the, like, whether that's, you know, whether you listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson or Rogan or Marr or whatever, you know, those are all visual platforms as well. So even
yeah.
Spotify does that.
Well, I think the key is that I don't know how many people know that a podcast has a video version.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're listening to something on podcast, you just earbuds, you're not watching. I think that's part of the allure of podcasts is you're doing it while you're listening to it while you're doing something else.
Sure.
You're not captive with your eyes because your eyes are on something else.
I see people a lot of times at the gym, though, and they have their phones propped up and they're listening to that while they're doing
right.
cardio or whatever, and they always have the video yeah.
People
as well.
Do it. I'm just saying I didn't think it was this popular yet.
Yeah. I think that's an age thing because everybody that I know, like, this is what I do. When I'm at the gym, I throw on my podcast, my 1080 The Fan, if I want to listen.
And you watch it?
No, I just have it on and I listen and there's a video element. And if I'm taking a rest or something, I might have it on. If I'm in the car, I usually have the YouTube thing on. All my buddies do the same thing.
Watching it.
Right. Half the,
yeah.
Well, not
okay.
while you're driving, but yes.
Okay.
It's on in YouTube and then it'll give you related videos. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you find new podcasts as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just surprising to me that YouTube is now number one. Maybe I'm just a relic. Yeah. I didn't know this, but it is number one by a lot.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how many times my kids will sit and just roam YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole
other
thing.
Where YouTube streaming has passed Netflix.
Yeah.
So that's two different things. Podcasts, one thing, but total streaming.
Yeah.
It's the number one platform in that, too, and has been for a while. It passed Netflix. There are 150 million U.S. They said in 1 month, 150 million U.S. households watch YouTube on their TV.
Yeah.
Something on YouTube on their TV.
Yeah.
That's almost half of the country, dude.
Yeah.
And DirecTV and like all that, remember that? Cable, all that? You're looking at 15 to 20 million people.
Yep.
Like it is amazing how quickly the paradigm has shifted.
Well, I remember all those years ago when we started on Comcast, and that was still somewhat relatively new. I mean, like Dan Patrick did this. I mean, he was one of the first ones I remember that broadcast from like a big, nice studio. We didn't do that. But I remember when they put us on Comcast all those years ago, I do remember being like, why would anyone watch this? It made no sense to me. The amount of views and the popularity of it, and you've just seen it kind of grow and grow. And I don't know. I just think there's an entire generation that has been viewed on that is their that is their television.
For sure.
Yeah.
But as an older guy in the radio business, I can tell you that one of the things that I loved about radio when I first got into it, and I still love about
theater
radio,
of the mind sort of thing,
is the fact that I can paint a picture in your. I don't want you to see me.
Yeah.
Because the power of radio is painting a picture in your brain and getting you to a place without video is the fun of it.
Sure.
That's the fun of radio. It's the spoken word, and it's very powerful. So it's kind of weird to me as an old guy now that video is a part of this, but I get it. It's a generational thing. Totally makes sense. But it really kind of started when basically everyone went to Zoom for COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when it started. Because even if you just watch regular cable news, everybody Zooms in now.
Yeah.
We forget that did not happen before 2020. As a matter of fact, if that happened, you would be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But because everyone was home for a year and a half, or however long it was, a year, they started bringing people in from their homes. Now it's all you see.
Well, and now
it's a regular occurrence.
Well, even like with, I know a lot of like therapists now do exclusively Zoom.
Well, that's my wife. My wife is a therapist and she sees clients only online.
Yeah.
But it's like, and that again boomed during the pandy. But also for back to podcasts, a lot of people were taping podcasts during the pandy. But then because they couldn't go anywhere and they were at home, they also put video to it.
Sure.
And that's so it's really kind of pandy born.
Sure.
How quickly so many of these podcasts have become also video. And like if you have a podcast now,
you have to have
the video because the one thing that I was reading about with YouTube is people quickly figured out that if you have a podcast and you're trying to make your way up the podcast rankings and get some eyeballs and make some money with it, there is no better platform than YouTube because you get a share of ad revenue on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That is the scalability of your podcast on YouTube is the only platform that offers that.
Well, and that's why obviously YouTube has become the number one platform for podcasters. It's the easiest way to make money.
So now, well, yeah, that's what we're talking about. So that is why YouTube has become number one for podcasting.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, and that's like any sort of influencer, anyone, Mr. Beast or whatever, you know, they all get big on YouTube because, again, it's a monetary thing. Number of views you get and then the ads you can sell.
But I thought Mr. Beast was like a video bit guy.
Like, he has
a podcast as well.
Well, everyone has a podcast.
But he started out doing YouTube videos. I mean, most of the guys that I think really hit it big started with YouTube channels. You know, I think YouTube has embraced that. It was that like I Am Speed and some of these people. I think a lot of those people,
guys are Twitch or Kick.
They're Twitch
or Kick. So slightly different, but similar idea. Everything is live stream, but they have YouTube channels and they do YouTube stuff. Yeah. The other one that you're seeing a lot too is TikTok. So you can go live on TikTok, and I think their pay is better.
And the other thing too with YouTube is once you go on there, your algorithm is spitting stuff at you that is similar, and you basically down a rabbit hole instantly.
Yeah.
So you watch Isaac and Souk, and I don't know what populates for a lot of you YouTubers that watch our show, but I'm guessing you could see some other suggestions, you know, on the right where it always suggests what else to watch. There are other shows like ours over there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you listen to that, and then you're watching that, and then before you know it, that's your thing. And you're on YouTube basically 24 hours a day.
Well, it is weird because some people are saying that they still like, you know, and again, maybe it's a generational thing. Some people like, the, again, the theater of the mind thing, enjoy watching it on or listening to it on radio. And then some other people, like, they want that personal connection. The idea of seeing someone, I don't know, just makes it real. And sometimes the spoken word, I think that's the beauty of what we do. I mean, we started out in this thing 20 plus years ago. We started doing this dumb show. Talk radio was kind of an afterthought. FM radio was king. And we were like, you know, the little engine that no one gave two craps about. Fast forward 20 years, and it's kind of the reverse. You can get music anywhere, but the spoken word, the reason why this has become such a big deal is it's personal, right? You can't. You can't get this anywhere else.
We can't duplicate it.
You can't do, yeah.
Well, you can't AI our ass.
No, you can't.
I mean, I guess you can.
But. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways, like you said, you can consume music, right? If I'm listening, if my favorite band is, you know, whatever music you listen to, whether that's Taylor Swift or whether that's Metallica or whether that's Kendrick Lamar or whatever, whatever platform I'm listening on, it's the same. Taylor Swift sounds the same on radio as she does on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, right? It's all the same. But if you want to listen to Isaac and Souk, or if you like, you know, Bussin' with the Boys or whatever, you can't. That's the only place you're going to get that. It is a unique thing each and every day.
I just think the thing that's hard for me to wrap my head around for the youngs like Will is, well, actually, it's not. It's not hard to understand. It's just not the way it used to be. So, you know, I sound like that old guy. But the idea that us doing the exact, like us doing this right now, the idea that we connect better with whoever is watching us versus who is listening to us, even though we're just sitting here talking.
Sure.
That's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, what, like to me, I don't need to see you to connect with your show that is in my ear, in my headphones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to the young people and to a lot of people, it is way more engaging for them just to see the person talking. I've always thought that then becomes less about what they're saying. I think it should be about the content of what they're saying, not about what they're wearing or what their set looks like or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that takes some of it away for me. But for most people, that is where they connect more with their favorite podcast, is by seeing it as opposed to just hearing it, which is still kind of foreign to me.
I just think, one, generational, because younger people didn't grow up listening to anything. Everything was watched. And two, I do think that looking at someone, that's why I think having a conversation with someone in person is way better than on the phone.
Well, it's why TV has always been traditionally a more popular platform than radio.
Like, if I wanted to talk to someone, I would not want to have a conversation with someone over a telephone or over a, you know, or even a Zoom. I want it to be, the closer you can get to sitting in someone's living room and sitting down face to face with someone.
Yeah.
And I think this is the thing. You can see someone's facial expressions. You can see, are they interested or not? I mean, there's so many, what do they say? I forget the percentage, but there's a huge percentage of communication or conversation that's nonverbal. And I don't know what that number is, but it's quite a bit. And when you're sitting down having a conversation with someone, what they're saying is, you know, it's half of what you're intaking. So when you're watching someone, whether it's on YouTube or however you want to, you know, consume someone, I do think there is an element of watching someone. We have just been trained from an evolutionary standpoint that it's more interesting when I can see where that's coming from. You know, it's, does that person look interested? Does that person look bored? Do they generally look excited? You know, I think that brings you one step closer to the living room, one step closer to the chair, which is ultimately what this platform is about, making a personal connection, someone feeling like they know you.
Well, we're leaving, on that note, we're leaving the fan and we're going to YouTube.
Well, we already are.
Oh.
We're right there.
Oh.
I'm literally watching me talk to you.
Are you
right
watching
now.
Yourself?
That's weird.
Boy, that is weird.
So sometimes
what are you doing?
Well, sometimes I pull it up just for the YouTube chat, because I try to interact with the YouTube chatters. We have that live chat. But a lot of times I have to pull it down because I find it very weird to have us looking at me. That's a weird thing for me. I struggle with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, I would say shut it off, but you can't.
Well, no, I'm talking to Fun P right now.
I love Fun P.
And Chris Hill.
All right. Anyway, YouTube, the new number one podcast platform in the United States. Yeah. And it's by a lot, to the point where at the end of this article, they say, I'll just read this to you. It says, Spotify has been the king of podcasts ever since taking the crown from Apple in 2021. But it was dethroned this year as video podcasts exploded in popularity. It did need to study the competition to see the definition of a podcast evolving. Even on Spotify, the number of users watching podcasts almost doubled over the past year. And nearly two-thirds of listeners say they now prefer podcasts with video. So this week, the company took aim at YouTube and revealed its plan to pay hosts for video podcasts and let premium subscribers watch them without ads, calling these changes nothing less than the biggest update to podcasts on Spotify ever.
Yeah, here it comes. If you don't have video, what are you doing?
What are you even
doing? What are the troops even fighting for?
It's like being on AM. If you're not on AM, I don't even know what you're doing out there.
Old AM radio.
All right. Hour two is next. Recruiting is bananas. Example number 59,000 when we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.